This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. Chunky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. Odyssey app, you can take us on the go with that Odyssey app. You can also watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle and Johnny Cakes Auville. Coming up at 9:25, we'll dive deeper into Caps Rangers game one on Sunday at 3 o'clock. But time right now to open up the entertainment page, driven by BMW of Fairfax.
Oh, one day I'll remember this.
Driven by BMW Fairfax.
Hey, but the sauna is making you sharper. Yeah.
He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my buddy Mike Walker over at BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest. 2.99% on most X-Series models for a limited time only. Find out more at BMWFairfax.com. I just got to tell you this small anecdote. So I'm playing golf with Squirrel yesterday, and this is a classic squirrel move. Okay. I don't know if you have friends that do this kind of thing.
Yeah.
So we're on about the 15th, 16th hole or whatever, and he goes, "Hey, man," because he's very anal, likes everything to be all organized and everything. Right. And he's like, "Yeah, we're going to have dinner afterwards." And
yeah.
Right. He goes, and we had planned this because mm-hmm. he's a planner.
Sure. He's like Valdez.
And he said, so like at the 15th hole or something, he goes,
silly par three.
He says, Valdez is a silly rain
yeah,
man
weird,
with, the,
yeah, it's
with the whole memory.
Crazy. Yeah.
He said, I gotta go pick up my Range Rover. It was getting worked on.
Okay.
Do you mind? He says, "It's right down the road. Will you just you want to hop in the car with me?"
Yeah.
And then we'll come back and have dinner.
Okay.
And I said, "Sure, man. Whatever you want. You know, we're on the 50th hole. You know, I'm having a good time. Whatever." Yeah, right down the road. It's a heart of rush hour.
Okay.
He took me damn near to my house in Kensington. He's at the Range Rover dealership over there in Rockville. Like, you know, where like Meyer Emco used to be. I don't know if you know where that is.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
The Rockville. I mean, he took the world's worst way. We hit every light. It
so Cakes could have made the dinner because
no,
you weren't going to eat at 5:30.
An hour and a half.
That had to, like,
no
minimum
way.
From
an
where
hour and
you
a half.
Were.
It took,
I mean, minimum 40 minutes in rush hour traffic to
yeah,
get there.
Yeah, each way.
Oh, each way?
Because then we had to go back.
Oh, my God.
And I'm sitting there, and he calls his wife.
I would have been so hungry.
No, I know. And here's the thing. I'm sitting there, and I'm going, why am I here?
Right.
Why did you need to drive with him?
I actually fired up my car at first because I thought he needed a ride there. Because I had remote started my car after we got off 18.
He just needed company.
He likes company.
Oh.
And then
he's like a chick that goes to the bathroom in pairs.
And then so I'm his.
So he was returning the
rental.
Loaner.
Yeah, gave him a loaner or whatever.
Right, right.
And I'm like, all right, but sure, I'm happy to go with you. It's right down the road. No big deal. We're gonna have dinner together. We're having a nice, bonding day. You know, he and I. You know, and it's my buddy. And so then he starts like knocking out phone calls. He's like, "Hey, excuse me for a second." And now I'm just sitting
here. He's doing
here.
Business.
He's doing business calls.
He's
calling. He called his mother. He called his beautiful wife. And I'm just sitting there going, "Why am I here? Why?"
You could have been taking a nap at the club.
Yes, I could have been.
Your second sauna. Your second sauna.
I sacrificed the sauna.
Yeah.
No, get more balls.
Also,
you could have taken a hot shower. Hot shower.
Yes.
You could have cold plunged.
Could have worked on your putting.
All of that. And I'm just sitting there in the car going, why am I here?
You know what it sounds like? And I've met Squirrel a handful of times.
Yeah.
And I don't know him as well as you guys.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's afraid of silence.
He's got to have a partner in crime for everything.
It's like he's all, like, or it's.
He doesn't do well in like solitude.
Yeah.
Like, he can't be in his own head.
Well, no, doesn't he work for a phone company?
Well, kind of. He would, like, he's the kind of guy, I'm surprised he doesn't ask me to go pee with him. You know what
well,
I mean?
Like, yeah, like, yeah, yeah, like women.
He has a nervous bladder.
He has a nervous dick.
Yeah. He doesn't like being alone.
No, he doesn't like being alone. He's got to have a partner in everything.
And you were his backup plan in case his mom didn't answer, his wife didn't answer, or his business associates didn't answer.
Come on,
you
EB, were his backup plan, unless
there was a strategy involved in terms of calling his mom and his wife, maybe to
and
a lesser
several
extent,
business calls.
That if you have somebody else in the car, if he says it, it cuts the call short. Like,
oh,
if you talk to your mom,
there's a billion ways to get out of calls.
I used to have a strategy of calling my mom during a drive because once I get to the destination, then I got to go versus like the call that can last 30,
right,
45 minutes.
A lot of people
like
to do that. They knock out calls in the car. Yeah. Right. I like to do that. But not if I have my friend there who asked them to accompany me. I literally couldn't believe I was speechless. And then I thought, this is Squirrel. This is what he does.
Come on, EB, don't be speechless. I brought you here to talk.
Right. I mean, I love the guy.
I love Squirrel too.
He's the guy that will tell you, like, we have a 12 o'clock lunch. At 12:15, he says he's around the corner and he just left the house. So you're still sitting there.
That's a tell thing. Those are the worst type of people.
Classic Squirrel. He was sized, though. Shot 75. You get 3 birdies.
He's killing it.
He was happy.
You sound resentful.
No, yeah. I mean, I played good for me, too. But he, you know, whatever. Whatever. all right. So let me see.
He made the lead as the EP. You can tell him.
Yeah, he made the lead. I think he sits there and watches and makes phone calls. Cakes, you're a big fan of The Shining, right?
I do love The Shining. It's a great movie.
Who doesn't like The Shining?
I've never seen it. One of the nation's most famous hotels, featured in Stanley Kubrick's film, The Shining.
I've got $2 for you, Eric Bickle.
Yeah.
If you can name this hotel, this famous hotel from The Shining.
Well, it's got to be the next sentence of his story.
No.
Overlook Hotel.
Oh, you've seen it.
I mean, come on.
That doesn't count.
He literally is reading the sentence about it. I should get the $2 for telling you that EB's going to nail it.
If you can describe what The Shining actually is, I will give you $2. $2, American currency, up for grabs.
What is The Shining?
What is the meaning?
If Cake said JP has The Shining.
Yeah. What does it mean? Right here. This $2 bill with TJ's mug on the front is yours if you can describe what The Shining is.
A bruise.
No, it's wrong. It's telepathy. You're able to read minds and
you can interact
with
someone.
You're not going to get it. Yeah.
Never would get it. The Timberline Lodge, better known as the Overlook Hotel from the 1980 horror classic starring Jack Nicholson, up in flames Thursday night.
Oh,
Cakes.
No.
All right, here's a $2 terrifying. Bet. Here's a $2 bet. All right. Also,
do you know what
famous
state it's in?
Colorado.
Here's
I mean, the setting in the movie is Colorado. I don't know if it's actually...
I think it's in Oregon.
Okay, that...
The Timberline
that
Hotel
right.
might be.
Yes.
I believe EB will know this. I'm betting on EB. Will you bet against him?
All right, I need to know the question.
Knowing the famous hotel from Psycho.
First of all, it's a motel.
Motel,
it's not
sure.
A hotel.
I understand.
I don't know if he's going to know... I'm willing to risk $2 that he knows what motel it is.
No,
that
I'm betting. I think he knows it.
You think he does know it?
Yes.
I think he might know it too. I've got a sneaky feeling he might know it. But you know what? Because it's not my money anyway. I don't care. I'm going to bet on. Doesn't know the name of this
Valdez,
motel.
Valdez, if you had to weigh in, do you think he knows the motel from Psycho?
Always bet against Eric.
Do you even know who starred in the original Psycho?
Jamie Lee Curtis.
No.
I have no idea.
That's Halloween.
No, it was
Anthony Perkins.
Anthony Perkins, yes. And Janet
Leigh. Not Tony Perkins that we know.
No, not Tony Perkins.
Damn it, he doesn't know. I owe you $2.
All right, I'm going to make it easier.
The Blank Motel.
He's not going to get it.
You don't know the Bates Motel?
I've heard of that.
There's a famous,
why can you pull it?
There's a famous slash infamous scene in Psycho that occurs in what part of the motel? It's an iconic movie scene. People still talk
about it. The kitchen.
It's not the kitchen.
Shower, bro.
Shower scene. Oh. Shower scene in Psycho.
All right.
Come on, guy.
You know what, Jack Nicholson?
I didn't watch horror films. You know, I didn't like being scared.
All right, do you at least know? Do you at least know Jack Nicholson's famous phrase in The Shining?
I'll give you some context. He's possessed by demons or ghosts, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He's chasing down his wife, played by Shelley Duvall.
Mm-hmm.
She's hiding in a hotel room, in one of the hotel rooms, in the Overlook.
Mm-hmm.
He's got an axe. He's smashing the door down like I've smashed the couch in my basement a few years ago.
Is that where you got the idea from, you think?
Honing it.
Is that where you think you got the idea from?
No, I don't think so. Okay. But he's just crushing the door.
Yeah.
And then he sticks his face in the hole, and he says a very famous line.
Two words.
To Shelley Duvall. What are the two words he utters?
What are the letters it starts with?
Well, the second word is a name.
What? Why are you so exasperated?
Because it's one of the most iconic movie scenes ever.
No, it's not that. It's not that.
Just ask me about it.
All right, you know. The first word is hears.
I don't know anything about that.
Hears
either.
Blank.
What?
Here's blank.
Here's Johnny.
Yes.
All right. We're not asking him. No, you got a million clues. You don't get money.
$2 for
get
that.
Get out of here. I'm just kembaying you.
All right.
So the Overlook Motel or hotel.
Hotels. Yes. Overlook Hotel, Bates.
Up in flames. But the good news is.
Well, the whole thing, like totaled? No, like
they
to
salvaged
the
it. Apparently
okay,
they salvaged
good.
It. So the whole thing is in Dunsky.
Okay, good.
It's this interesting story. So remember when Tom Cruise was married to Nicole Kidman? Right? Suri Cruz married to Tom, or Suri Cruz is the offspring of, or no, it's not Nicole Kidman, it's the other girl. Who's the one he was married
Katie
to?
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes. And Suri Cruz is now 18 years old. Mm-hmm. You think life isn't flying by? Last time we kind of remember seeing her when she was little
tiny,
and they're walking
yeah.
around when
they
were.
Yeah.
She's had no relationship with Tom Cruise for the last 12 years. She turned 18. I'm sure Tom doesn't feel great about it, but.
Maybe she saw a few Mission Impossibles. goes to the movie theater to see her dad.
But she's a pretty girl. It's the first time I've seen Suri Cruz since she was like 5 or 6 years old. But she's celebrating her 18th birthday. And the big news is that Tom Cruise has had no relationship with her for the last 12 years.
Kind
of hurting.
Yeah, it's not great. Hey, why are you snoozing on the, like... As Valdez pointed out, the biggest
entertainment news in the world.
What's
Tay-Tay released a double album last night at midnight.
He didn't put that in
yes,
here.
Yes, I did. I put the review of the entire album.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
That sauna is keeping you sharp.
No. Just, I saw this. I didn't know. Like, that was
the biggest entertainment story.
It's actually the biggest story. It might be the biggest story in the world.
All right. It's not that big to me, but okay. I didn't realize that that's what this headline was. I didn't understand it.
Tortured Poets Department?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, I saw that, but it just didn't register with me because she's not that important to me.
No.
But Taylor Swift, I guess, there were a bunch of leaks early on. I do know this. And I guess she released, I guess, the remaining tracks of the Tortured Poets Department. And people love it, I guess. I have no idea.
Valdez and Mike Marr did a listening party. I don't think they were overwhelmed. I think they were just kind of whelmed.
It's very slow. It's people are dubbing
it's
it.
It's a her, different vibe from her.
Well, I mean, she has slow songs before, but people are dubbing it her "I Don't Give an F" era, because it's a breakup album.
I heard the Joe Altman donk and the other guy that she
Matt,
was dating,
Matt Healy.
Matt Healy, the targets
Healy,
of these.
Not Tom Healy.
No.
Matt Healy from the 1975.
She have a song with Post Malone.
She does. That's the first track.
How's that one? I'm such a mark for Post Malone. I'm liable to like it, almost guaranteed.
During the break, I saw them pimping it on Fox 5.
Post Malone's starting to do a lot of collabs. That's kind of got like a Post Malone vibe, and he hadn't even sung it. All of this to say, I hope you're
okay, but you're the reason. Very slow.
Oh, I don't hate that, though. You don't like it? Because it's not... You want classic Tay-Tay?
This is why I'm upset with the double album. Is that summer's getting ready to
you
come
want a banger?
And I want summer bangers. And she's in her feelings.
Well, you know what? You can go back to her other summer bangers. This is a just different vibe, I guess.
So are you going on the record? Are you gonna pull a Baba Booey here and say this is a bit of a miss or what is
a fad?
iPad is a bit of a fad or a stumble.
A bit of a stumble.
Do you think this is a bit of a stumble for
he has sound effects he likes to play for music.
I don't have the fart queued up because I have all of our songs.
Yeah. But you don't have to play the fart. It's okay.
It's all good. It's fine.
You mentioned the fart. Now he's going to have the fart. Well,
I mean, I want to play. I want to play some of the songs.
All right.
This is her diss to Kim Kardashian.
I don't think you've changed much. And so I changed your name and any real defining clues in one day.
How do you know about her? Comes
home because it's the song is titled Thank You, Amy. And it's F U Amy in the song. And the K, the I, and the M are all capitalized. It's all about how much she hates Kim K.
Because of that whole thing with Kanye at that time when they took the mic from her.
Or there's
and
other
all
beef.
That.
I don't know.
No.
They recorded her.
Yeah, so it's about the song Famous. And Kim Kardashian lied and altered the voicemail of Taylor knowing about the lyric, I'm going to make that bitch famous.
Right, which she
was not happy about.
Right.
I think you could change the name of this album to Tortured Ears Department.
Really?
Oh, look at Mike Barr going
because it's Tortured Poets or something like that?
It's called Tortured Poets Department.
Right. Mm.
And that's because apparently Joe, her ex-beau, had a group chat called the Tortured Boyfriends Department.
Okay, got it.
It's kind of a slight to him.
And so, in his group chat, it was all of her exes. Is that what it was?
No. It's his. It was the boys' chat. Oh, and the boys' chat was named. You know how you can go and name your chat. It was called the Tortured Boyfriends Department.
Right. Gotcha. Is that a thing? That's an iPhone thing where people name their chat.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's a big iPhone
thing. I'm missing out. Samsung guy.
Yeah, huge thing.
Team Android.
Yeah. I think I can maybe name it, but I'm not sure.
You can put like profile pictures to the group chat too.
Right.
So you can really customize it.
Seems like a lot of work. Can't we just text? Can't we just text people? got to have pictures involved, emojis everywhere.
What is this one?
I think this is the smallest man in the world. This is about Matt Healy, whatever his name was.
It's called Smallest Man in the
World?
It's
about Rom's feet. Smallest feet in the world.
Or this might be So Long London. It's about Joe.
Are there any pick-me-ups on this?
No, that's what I'm saying is that
this is not going to be your summer banger.
I know.
In fact, they're not going to play a lot of these on the radio, right? You can't just play Enya songs.
Apparently there's a song about Travis.
That's what it sounds like. Right?
Most Taylor Swift's not for me. I know she's super popular.
I mean, I like pop music somewhat. It's fine.
The song is about how Travis makes her feel like a little girl in high school.
This one's a little more upbeat.
But this is just like one of the faster songs on the album. Kind of a dud.
Hey, you just want a bunch of shake it offs. So you want the Styles.
I need a cruel summer for 2024.
All right. Maybe this is the album's not for you.
It's not.
This one's. Yep. This is a banger.
That's pretty catchy.
This is the banger off the album.
It might be.
But there's 31 songs.
This is a hit. This is more classic. Hey, this is closer to it, right?
Yeah.
Closer to classic Taylor. I don't know. I she's fine. Whatever. I didn't know that the world was upside down.
Oh, the world stopped at midnight last night and then stopped again at 2 o'clock because that's when she released the double album.
Very right. Nice. So she released them early, right? Because they were getting early released?
No.
Or she just... waited till midnight?
At 2 o'clock yesterday, you could like order the Post Malone CD with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but none of her songs leaked.
I thought
the others were
leaking.
No.
Are you 100%
sure? 100% sure. She said the date that the album was going to drop during her
I read a story last
Grammy
night
speech.
That they were freaking out that somehow they had leaked.
I didn't
see that.
They came out at midnight.
Yeah. All right. So... let me see. What else? Oh, I thought this is inappropriate and you should not be entertained by it, but I did think that it is inappropriate, Cakes. But when Antonio Brown tweeted about Caitlin Clark, did make me chuckle.
She definitely blocked him.
She appropriately blocked him.
Right.
And if
let
I was,
people know what he tweeted.
He just basically tweeted something about her grooming. What he guessed. He
get
just
that
you
out
know,
of here.
A creepy, horrific tweet. I have to admit, the child in me chuckled.
Two blocks today.
But not everybody knows.
Yeah, see, I don't know.
It is funny. Now.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
It is inappropriate, but it's also funny.
Thank you.
They're both
That's
can be the
same.
That's
all I'm trying to say. I'm not endorsing
the behavior.
They don't
have to be mutually exclusive.
I don't like that she's having to endure some of the sexist stuff.
Yeah,
Cakes.
Can you just let her have her press conference and let her go about her life,
that
please?
That did make me laugh.
All right, got to take a break. We'll come back, get into Caps Rangers next. Game one coming up on Sunday at 3 p.m.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.